And what principles are those, sir?
Enjoyment of his rank, but a healthy independence of it, too. You'll have to forgive our chaos, Mr. Hart. I'm between expeditions and due at an embassy function in half an hour's time.
The house didn't look chaotic to me. It looked like a palace. Marbled floors swept away to unseen vistas in all directions. The central hall was roofed in glass to rival Kew's, and exotic plants flourished in vast decorative tanks in niches up and down the majestic double sweep of stairs.
McLaren completed Jamie's implication. The case is stuck in Holton's craw, I assume. He doesn't like the shadow cast on him or the group members. Fair enough. But I repeat, Jamie, I don't think I should meddle. Your chum Holton's not asked for help, and I don't want to ruffle Derbyshire constabulary feathers.
The hell you don't.
Jamie said it forcefully, but gave a quick smile, both of them knowing McLaren didn't mind whose toes he stepped on in his investigations. He wasn't out to win any popularity contests. The final outcome was what mattered. I'm not the cavalry.
Thankfully, H.G. put a stop to his interrogation.
Cease this silliness, Arthur. You know perfectly well that Rex conveyed you from the train station. That he now wears a day suit instead of a chauffeur's uniform does not disguise the fact that it's the same fellow.
The inspector looked me up and down, peering at me through almost closed eyes.
Rex. What sort of a name is that for a chap?